Do you want to know something we've all got in common? Here it is. We all want our home to be our happy place. Of course, somewhere we actually look forward to coming home to. Why not make your home your happy place with Wayfair and become a happy new resident of the Wayberhood? Wayfair welcomes all home decorating styles, so they make it easy to find the perfect product for your home, no matter your taste. Plus, the Wayberhood exists in every single zip code because Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love, no matter where they live. Wayfair is the go-to destination for everything home. And with plenty of styles to choose from, Wayfair also makes it easy. With fast and free shipping, they'll even help you set up what you get. To find your own happy place in the Wayberhood, just visit Wayfair on their website or through the Wayfair mobile app. Wayfair, every style, every home. Food trends come and go, but there's one that never seems to go out of style. The classic chocolate chip cookie. Oh, my favorite. And Famous Amos chocolate chip cookies are as classic as it gets, truly. They're made from the original recipe you know and love. I'm talking semi-sweet chocolate chips, a satisfying crunch. All together in a cookie you can't help but eat in one bite. It's everything classic in a cookie. Find Famous Amos cookies anywhere you buy your favorite snacks. Hey, it's Andy Cohen here with this week's chapter of Andy Cohen's Daddy Diaries podcast. The high highs and low lows of my life as a daddy to two kids and dozens of housewives. Joining me as always is my co-host, John Arthur Hill. Hey, John.
What's going on?
Well, John, this week I'm just back from vacation out to the Hamptons with the kids. And since we were at our house on vacation, my son questioned whether it was actually a real vacation. We had a traumatic experience with my fire alarm, took a quick trip to Miami with my bestie Bruce, had Brittany on Watch What Happens Live, not Spears, Cartwright, navigated some poop in Ben's swimming pool. And we took some viewer mail. It was a big week in Andy Cohen's Daddy Diaries podcast. Monday, April 1st, 2024. I am broadcasting from Miami, Florida. Beautiful, beautiful Sirius XM Miami studios. I decided to take advantage of the studios being here, and I got to have a little Sunday fun day in Miami yesterday, and I'm flying back after the show. I am happy to report that I am able to fight in Spanish. I got in a big fight with my Uber driver on the way here, who had no idea where he was going and just didn't care to follow the map and almost missed air, but I didn't.
Here we are. You spoke Spanish?
I did. I started being like, sir, do you know where you're going? Are you following the thing? He's like, Espanol, no hablo. I'm like, sí. El edificio es en la derecho. He's like, derecho? I'm like, yeah. Anyway. Hi, John. How's it going?
It's great. It's you know, somebody decided it would be winter again in LA this morning.
But okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, well,
happy post Easter.
Happy post Easter, babe. It is, God, it's beautiful. We've been off for a week. I guess when we last broadcast, it was Thursday. Oh, I do want to say one thing before we get started with the big show, because this is where we left off. I have to say, and we've been off the air for a week. I just want to say when I'm heartbroken by the news about Princess Kate. And I think someone on Sky News called me a numpty during that whole conversation. And
they were right. They were right.
They were right. And they were right. And of course, I wish I had kept my mouth shut. And we are all praying for Princess Kate and King Charles. And so I just had to say that right at the beginning. It's the first opportunity back in front of a live microphone. So there you go. Just wanted to get that out there. Now, when we left, I walked Ben to school on Friday before we left. And I was saying to him, you know, after school, it begins the vacation at noon. We're driving out to our beach house in Amagansett. It's going to be so fun. And then we were with these boys and they're like, oh, we're getting in a car. We're going to a place called Vermont. Have you ever heard of that? And Ben's like, I don't know about that. I don't know about that place, but we're going to Amagansett. And this little boy goes, oh, well, that's a place we go in the summer. And Ben goes, we do too. And then Ben says, Daddy, is this a real vacation we're going on? I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, if we're going to our house, is that a vacation?
That's a good point.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, it is a bad point. No, I go, this is a vacation. Ben, are you kidding? We're going to have so much fun. Like, there's nothing better. The jacuzzi is going to be set up. He's like, the kajuzzi is going to, he calls it a kajuzzi. The kajuzzi is going to be set up. I'm like, yeah. Turns out the kajuzzi was there, but it wasn't operational. So it was just there taunting us. Okay. Had to get my head around that. But that's fine. But also, y'all, it was freezing on our cavation. It was
staycation.
Yeah, our staycation. And I kept saying to Ben, isn't this a fun vacation? I had so much good quality time with Ben and Lucy, though, like the three of us as a unit, getting in the car, going places. Thank you to the public libraries of the East End of Long Island. I have to say, parents, if you are ever looking for a great time killer, go to your local library. Like, they will set you up. It is the best. So we had a lot of good time. We went to the Montauk Library, Amagansett Library, Bridgehampton Library, went to the Children's Museum of the East End, which is incredible, unbelievable, lifesaver, save my life, love it there. Lot of sibling rivalry happened. Lucy, we showed Lucy Sesame Street for the first time, which we had never done. She was so activated and excited, just so engaged, pointing, clapping, standing up, sitting down, kissing me during it, kissing Ben during it. She was literally like, you have shown me the way. And when I tell you that as much as she loved it, Ben hated it. It was as though I was showing her something that was private and only meant for him. He was like, isn't it your bath time, Lucy? I think you should get going and go take a bath. I'm like, she's okay, man. She's okay. He hated it. Lit so many fires at the house, which was wonderful. I lit a fire one night and it was super, super windy out, like there were wind alerts. And what I didn't realize, and we're right on the beach, what I didn't realize is the possibility of wind going from the top of my chimney into the chimney and blowing smoke back into my room, which my builder was like, yeah, you're right on the beach. There's nothing stopping the wind from doing that. Like, okay, well, so what happened was I went to bed at about with a roaring fire going at midnight. The smoke alarm went off and we have a brand new house. The newfangled smoke alarms, they go fire, fire, evacuate immediately. Fire, fire, evacuate immediately. So loud. My son was screaming in terror. It was, and I'm trying to turn it. I can't turn it off. It was only midnight, but it was Lucy screaming. Ben was really flipped. It was
That voice with maybe like Jennifer Coolidge's voice.
That would be fun. There's a fire, you guys.
Everybody,
there's
get
a fire.
Out.
Or maybe
it's
I'll get
more
the
soothing,
voice.
You know.
Maybe I'll get the gal who does the Andy Cohen's Kiki Lounge. It's a fire in Andy's Kiki Lounge. Yeah. It's hot in here.
Stop, drop, and roll. It's the Kiki Lounge. It's a fire.
It's a fire in the Kiki Lounge.
That would be great. Oh, my God. What else happened on our trip? Ben taught Lucy how to say mean. Mean. I'm like, that's no good. Oh, my God. I interacted so much. Ben can't get over that we don't have a big bar at the beach. He goes, where's our bar? I said, excuse me? He goes, where's our bar? I'm like, see that little table? There's like a little side table with some bottles on it. I go, that's our bar. He goes, we need a bigger bar. I think the house would be gooder if we have a bigger bar.
He's a baby enabler.
I know. He's a Benabler. Uh-huh. Oh my God. We one day, and when I tell you, so it was 7 days out at the beach and we had some really, really amazing times. And we also had some really, really hard, frustrating times where I was questioning everything in the world. But I had this Miami trip to look forward to. One weekend in Miami with my best friend, Bruce. And I was like, I just felt like I was working. And I also feel kind of like I was tested from the moment I left from the airport. I felt like, wow, because there were a couple days where he was like punished and he couldn't watch TV in the morning, which of course is punishment for me. One of the days we hit the wall, I took them out for lunch every day. We were at this diner. And when I tell you, it was just everything was off the rails. And I was really upset. And the kids were trying to kill each other. And this Yenta walked up to me and she goes, just so you know, it's never going to get better than it is right now for you. Okay. And I said, what? You picked the wrong guy on the wrong day to say that, because this ain't glory right here. But you know what? Ben's favorite current game is called Hug Attack. And he runs from the furthest distance he can towards me and attacks me with hugs. It's called Hug Attack. You know what? As bad as the days got, the fact that this kid wanted to, can we play Hug Attack? It got to the point where I was like, I'll play if I can be laying on my bed. And then he would just jump on me on the bed. I'm like, okay, that's fun, Hug Attack. Like, I just need to be laying flat. But the fact that this kid still had the spirit to play Hug Attack, and he then said, this was the best vacation ever, Daddy. This was so great. And I was like, yes, it was. So there you go. We did it. And then I came to Miami, had so much fun with Bruce, was back at the Standard where no kids are allowed. And there were no kids. I was very happy. What did you do this weekend? How was your big traders party, John?
It was so great. It was like, it was really epic. It was 6 hours, 5 or 6 hours. There were challenges.
Oh my, really?
Yeah, it was raining out in LA. We had to get in the pool at one point. There was a killing in plain sight that happened. My friend Ryan got dressed in full Claudia Winkleman drag from the UK version.
And
everyone stayed to the end. No one left. Everyone wanted to see it play out. And it played out in such an intense way. It was so satisfying.
Wow.
So
and impressive. MJ came?
MJ came.
She play?
She played. She was a traitor. She accidentally killed herself, but it was fun.
Okay. It's funny.
She accidentally killed herself in plain sight, but we went with it. It was riveting.
Oh my God.
She was such a good sport. Like MJ to come to like mostly a house full of mostly strangers to her, but it was like everyone, it was the best group. Everyone had a great time. And it was like, my friend Ryan should do this as a living. He should host like high-end epic trick. And he also wrote a story about the house we were in and made, you know, every clue you had to listen to, and they were called back later and you had to go find shit. And it was really intricate. And at the end there was a helicopter. He brought a remote control helicopter and the final four had to like get it close to the circle. There was a circle, you know, to reveal if you were a traitor or faithful. I made it pretty far. I was a faithful, but I got killed like number 5 to the end.
Wow, that's fun.
It was that great. It was epic. I want to do one where we go to Palm Springs or something and do like an actual remote house. And if you get banished, you have to drive back.
No, if you get banished, you get to drive back. Exactly. You get to leave Palm Springs. You're competing to get to leave Palm Springs.
Yeah. Oh, man, I hate Palm Springs.
Yesterday or Saturday, you may have seen Bette Midler's tweet. She tweeted, is it too late? Yeah, she said, is it too late for me to become a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills? I've never watched it, but I'm in the mood to talk some shit and to get paid for it. A dream. Hashtag R-H-O-B-H. I mean, how did we get so lucky? As for Miss Midler, the divine Miss M, to land her eyeballs on our universe. That's all I could think when I saw it. I then remembered, well, I think it's, listen, she would be the grand dame of Beverly Hills in a second.
She hates L.A. Why do you think she tweeted this?
Well, you know what? Actually, I hear she's spending more time there. Bruce saw her a couple weeks ago and said she's spending more time there, and she's kind of in a vibe there, it sounds like. Hmm. Now, it did remind me, when I was in a... When I was at 48 Hours in, I think it was 1997 or so, I booked a profile of Bette Midler. And it was, I was going to shoot a profile of her. And it was, I flew to Toronto. I can't remember the name of the movie that she was shooting. It didn't wind up being kind of one of her big ones, but it was the movie that she was shooting. And the premise of 48 Hours on CBS, it was really fly on the wall. And it was really what we called process oriented. So if we were shooting a story on someone, you know, like making a movie, it would be, you know, so she was shooting in an airport on this day. And we were kind of following her, doing her scene and then going back to Video Village and watching. And it's like, okay, what is the process of what it is to make a movie and Bette Midler and she's shooting this, whatever. When I tell you that she did not care for this process of ours at all, that we, you know, we were like following her with our cameras when she, and she's like, what are you doing? You know, and we're like, well, this is kind of how we do it. And she's like, no, you know, not really. So my only concern as I was really thinking this through is I don't know that she would love us just showing up with cameras, running, gunning her, you know, I think she likes, you know, fine setups and things and, yeah, I don't know that she would love it, but she'd be amazing, and she's Bette Midler, but it did remind me of shooting that 48 Hours piece. By the way, I was there for, I think, one day before the story was killed. It was like, this is not, so we didn't shoot that story, ultimately.
Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024.
Well, I'm back in springy New York. It's rainy here. Took Ben to school today, and he asked me to sing him the Bravo's opening number again as a little bit of a callback. And I have to say, I forgot some of the words, which was... a first. I really was off book for that song, but it's, and then Ben's like, it goes, if you dream of taking orders from the stud of the sea. I'm like, okay, very good. You remember how to sing that.
He's got a good memory, though. That's a good sign.
He does. By the way, you know what song Ben loves? He got into during the spring break, and I am so excited that he is asking for it by name, and that is Madonna's Hung Up. He loves
it.
He's
trying to please
you. And if you think about it, well, he's trying to please me, but also if you think about it, it's a little, you know, nursery rhyme-ish. It's, you know, time goes by, so yes. slowly. Like he Barney. And Lucy were really bopping to that. And I took a video of him singing it to Lucy the other day. And then I was watching the video and I thought, should I be ballsy and send this to the woman herself and see like if I'm still
not gonna
a troublemaking
care.
Queen or if this makes her like me more or you know what? So I did send it to her. I think I sent it her Friday night at like 10 o'clock. And I was like, okay, well, we will see. So what do you think happened? Do you think she ignored it? Do you think she responded? And you know, what is your prediction about what happened after me texting this to Madonna?
Well, I think since you're telling the story, I think she probably put a heart on it or said, oh, how cute. But I would assume she absolutely ignored the entirety.
She responded.
Oh, wow.
She sent me back and she sent me back 3 big hearts.
Yeah, hearts. That sounds right.
Yes. Yeah. Now, guess how long her response time was?
2 days.
12 minutes.
Oh, all right.
How about
she bored.
That? So, right. Well, I feel like I am out of the doghouse is the headline
what time
of that
did you,
story.
What time did you send this to her?
10:40. I sent it at 10:33 p.m. on Friday. So
yeah,
I was
because she wasn't
oh,
on
she
stage.
Must...
She's waiting to go right. on stage. And that's why she's not. She's around sitting on her phone doing jack shit, making people wait. We always wonder what she's doing. She's looking at her
Let's
phone.
Let's see if she did have a date on Friday night. That's
All
what
those
I was
people
like to
waiting.
See.
She's backstage, kicking her feet up, looking at her phone. Ha ha, that's cute. This guy's kids. Madonna, it's been an hour and a half. Do you want to go on stage yet? No, I'm good. I'm just getting some texts, just clearing
oh
the deck.
Oh my God.
Give him another hour. So,
can one of you in there find out if she had a show on Friday night, please? Anyway, that is.
Well, that's nice that she responded.
Yes, cute. I was very excited about that. I was really excited. I was like, okay. It's a very cute video. I mean, and I said, my kids know what's up. So there we go. Nice. I came back yesterday, came back to a big sign that Liza helped Ben make. Welcome home, Daddy. I got a lot of hugs. That was very exciting. Went to the gym and I was wearing a Cardinals t-shirt and, you know, didn't think twice about it. Y'all know I'm from St. Louis. Y'all know I'm a big Cardinals fan. This guy, I'm like on my way out and this wise guy says from across the gym, "You a Cardinals fan?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Why?" I said, "Don't worry about it." And he goes, "Ozzie Smith doesn't play for the Cardinals anymore." Mm. I go, "Yeah, I know." He goes, "So why are you a fan?" I go, "Why are you trying to pick a fight with me because of a team that I like? Like, I'm not a straight idiot that wants to fight about teams that I like. This is not what I do. You know?" And he goes, "Well, do you live here?" I go, "Yeah, I've lived here 34 years. He goes, "Well, then why are you a fan of them?" I go, "I'm from there. Okay? Like, I'm from there. That's it." And I have to say, I think he did not expect me to be so lippy back with him. But, like, ultimately, I'm a veteran of thousands of hours of reunion shows. Do you think some guy trying to pick a fight with me about being a Cardinals fan is going to get the best of me?
Maybe he wasn't picking a fight. Maybe he's just like, that's how people interact. But that's how straight guys, they want to give each other shit. And then it's your job to go like, oh, yeah, and you give it back. Like, that's how they interact. You just have to keep walking and ignore. That's what I do. Pretend to be.
Well, I was ready to fight him. I was like, this is so dumb. Are you kidding? And by the way, the queen behind the juice bar was like, you go, girl. Like, who cares what team you like? And I have to say, his friends were also kind of like, yeah, why are you bugging this old man, dude? Like, let him be a Cardinals fan, you know?
Yeah.
Well, John, it looks like Madonna did have a show in Houston on Friday.
Yeah, she was killing time.
Oh, now Houston is an hour earlier. Whoa, whoa, wait. Houston is an hour earlier, so it was 9:30 her time that I sent that. So she probably, wow, so she was getting all strapped into her outfits and everything. And
she took the time.
Wow, I feel even more excited about it. I use this shampoo in my hair for blonde hair and gray hair called Shimmer Lights, which Tony Faringo turned me on to. And it makes your blonde hair blonder and it makes your gray hair have a more kind of interesting tone. Look at how snowy white my hair out. Look at how snowy white my hair is on the Zoom. I look like a televangelist, don't I?
Yeah, you do. Or you look like someone who's in an elf movie, you know? Like from
Or
North
I look
Pole.
Like a fat Bob Barker.
Yes. Oh, you know, Bob
or
Barker's
house like
in LA is
for sale. Or I look like Caesar Flickerman. I saw that on Instagram. I sent it to Darren Karp. I look like,
I would like to
Caesar
Flickerman.
It's very pretty. It's 2.9 million. You want me to buy that for you, baby?
Yeah.
Do you want me to buy you the Bob Barker estate?
Yeah, I think it'll be such a fun thing. You know, you have a trick over. You're like, hey, what's up? I mean, you know what? No big deal. This is Bob Barker's house. Spay and neuter.
Yeah,
the
here,
dogs.
Come here. Yeah.
I suck.
You wanna, hey, have you ever done it in Bob Barker's bedroom? Come with me.
I know you've always dreamed of this.
Right, exactly. This is where his wife spent the later years of her life.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. Sorry. Casket chat. Today, Bob Barker talks about the nooks and crannies of his house. Well, John, let me tell you something. Don't use the second bathroom to the left upstairs. The toilet, we could never. It's in the piping, John. Don't even try to fix it. That would be a very specific casket chat. Anyway, I look like a fat Bob Barker. That's what I'm here to say. I had my first booze-free day yesterday. I thought about throwing in the towel, but I didn't. You know what I did instead? I began a month of what I'm sure is going to be very productive. Gerard Carmichael is on Watch What Happens Live next week, and I watched his coming out special, which has been on my list to watch for like 2 years since this special happened. Did you watch it, John?
No, it's on my list too.
It's really incredible. And it's so personal. I mean, he really talks about his family in great detail. I mean, it's amazing. It's really good. It's like a therapy session. It's like watching him in a therapy session. Highly recommend. Back with more from this week's Daddy Diaries after this.
Escape to Ocean City, Maryland, and discover a place that just feels lighter, where every day feels like Saturday and French fries are a food group, where flip-flops are always in fashion and seafood is always in season, where the boardwalk is bustling and the beach is right outside your door, where you can rise with the tide and feel like a kid again. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. It is a sloppy, sloppy, I don't know how else to describe this day in New York City. Just a slop house of mess.
What's so sloppy?
Well, it's
about
just
it?
Pouring down rain and very windy and just like taking Ben to walking with Ben in the rain and his little umbrella. And he's like, this is terrible, Daddy. When
I
will
hate
it
umbrellas.
End? I hate umbrellas. I shun
I
umbrellas.
I never wear them.
I
Me
never
too.
Bring an umbrella either. Guess what? I brought one today, darling. There was no way around it because I was getting on the subway and it was a sloppy day. And I'm in a suit because I have to go straight down to watch what happens live from here. So I just, all wet. I spilled tea on my nice overcoat because I'm trying to navigate the umbrella and my tea. It's just a lot, man. Crazy. Anyway, Ben's like, when is it going to be spring, Daddy? I go, it's spring. This is spring. April showers bring May flowers, darling. He woke up at 6:50 today. He pushed Lucy yesterday, which meant no morning TV privileges today, which meant who's punished? John, who's punished?
I feel punished, yes.
Yeah.
No, you are.
Daddy's punished. Daddy is punished. Yes. Yeah. That means Daddy is punished. It's like, are you kidding me? So we had a long morning trying to play laying down games in my bed. Oh my God. I will say yesterday I was leaving. We were live last night, which was so fun. And I was leaving for work early because I had some stuff I needed to do in the studio. And Ben was leaving for swimming with Lucy. They came back 45 minutes later. I'm like, why are you back? Ben goes, you'll never believe it, Daddy. Swimming was canceled. I go, why? He goes, a little baby pooped in the pool. I'm like, oh my God. You know, when there is just a second of poop in a pool, it is like the pool gets shut down. And I was like, can't they just scoop it out? Like, is it that? Like, no. The whole
talk
pool? It's a big pool.
Talk to the
pool.
Bears at Puerto Vallarta 2 weeks ago. That was a big story on all the gay news outlets. One of the bears pooped in the pool and they had to shut the whole resort down.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. My God.
And the two friends that were there.
Ew. Why did the bear poop in the pool?
Well, I'm not sure it tried to do it on purpose. I would hopefully assume it was an accident, just like the baby, although bear poop is probably far more...
Oh, viscous.
To use your word, sloppy than babies.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that bear. Oof. When a bear poops in the pool, does anyone see it? In this case, yes. Wow, I wonder how long that pool had to stay closed.
I think it was like a day or two.
Can you imagine? Yeah. First, also... Can you imagine?
Health hazard.
Can you imagine being that bear? I would get on the first plane back to Provincetown and be like, okay.
Right. Well, it's like that time, you know, there's also that famous story about it was a huge story about the person that pooped on the floor during the Magic Mike auditions at Pearl Studios in New York.
No.
That story.
No, I do not know that story.
That was the biggest, the poop heard around the world. Yes.
Was it someone trying out for Magic Mike? And did poo come out when he was like squatting?
I don't know the exact move he was doing, but okay. I know that he took a fucking dump on the floor during the audition.
And well, since we're talking about poop, we have to talk about the scandal at Some Like It Hot the night Hillary and Chelsea were there. Someone pooped a little bit in the aisle, right? You reported
the night
that,
after
John?
The night after I was there, too, I was so mad I missed that.
Did you want to be there that night?
To say
that,
like,
you
to
were
look
there,
back on my
right,
life,
right,
and to say I was this and I did this, and to tell my grandkids I did this and that, and I was there the night somebody took a crap next to Hillary Clinton at Some Like It Hot.
Right.
I would die happy.
Wow.
Anyway, I hope that baby's all right.
The baby's all right. Ben goes, this morning, Ben goes, can you believe that baby pooped in the pool yesterday? I go, no.
Was it him and he was trying to spotlight?
No,
on
it wasn't,
else.
Actually. Thank God. For once, it wasn't. And I said, he goes, I saw the baby. He goes, I saw the poo come out. I go, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
There's nothing more thrilling for a 6-year-old boy than someone pooping when they shouldn't be.
I guess so. I mean, for John and I, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, for John and I, too.
He's in that phase where everything's poo-obsessed, you know, and then he'll go on to something else.
Yes, yes. Oh, my gosh. Anyhow, there you go. Vanderpump Rules last night. Wow, it was something. The Valley was really good last night. Are you watching The Valley, Jordan?
I sure am.
Oh, really? Are you into it?
I'm all in on The Valley.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Mm-hmm. Then did you see Brittany on Watch What Happens Live?
I sure did.
She was very forthcoming, I have to
say. I like a strong Brittany.
She said to me during the commercial break, are my nipples coming out? She goes, because, you know, like, I noticed your eyes on my chest a little bit. And I was like, well, you're wearing a sheer diamond
tank mesh top, kind of.
Basically, you are basically naked in the chair. Like, you're naked. It's like you're giving me peekaboo everywhere. And so I said, yeah, I was just
can't tear your eyes away.
No, I was like, I was making sure that there were no.
Oh, you were on nipple guard.
Yes.
Okay.
A little bit. They say in
I love looking at tits. I love looking at.
Well, I do too. I actually do too.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what's going on. Like, even if they're in a snug sweater, you know, I just like celebrating breasts,
right,
with my eyes,
right.
Me too. I used to love it when I had girlfriends, just to play with their boobs.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I love to play with boobs. I would play with boobs now, but I don't really have a girlfriend I can do that with.
Well,
maybe I'll go on Craigslist. See, very gay seeking girl to chill out and just let me play with your boobs while we watch The Valley.
Right. Let me play with your boobs while we watch The Valley. You know what? I bet
Valley
you could
tits.
Find a girl to let you play.
I bet I
with...
could find one right now.
Right. I'm sure you. I think...
The phone lines are open.
Yes, the phone lines are open.
I just want to play with them. I want to pinch them or like do anything crazy. I just
want to
like.
Do you want
gently...
to like knead them? Like,
no, I don't
want to
squeeze
them, like flower.
I don't want to. It's literally just caress. I don't want to move my hand very much. I just want to caress it, cup right. them, and rest. Let them rest on my manly, meaty hands.
Oh my gosh! Anyway, I thought
even over the bra,
even above the bra. Okay,
sure.
I thought that. I thought that Brittany was very open. I appreciated her honesty. What's the over and under? Do you think she and Jax are going to get back together?
I feel like they will, but that kind of makes me sad. Because how about that poll when it was like, should they get back together? And it was a landslide
no.
Yeah,
it was like 88%.
And her face was a little like, ugh.
But she knew where those votes were
going.
She
sure did.
She really did.
Do you think they're going to
get back together?
Get back together?
That's a good question.
They do have a young kid, I know. Which is like a big factor.
And she said he's a great dad, which I loved hearing.
Great to
hear. I really loved hearing that. Will they get back together? I don't know. I think they might. I don't know.
I'm going to guess a reconciliation for a few more years. And then maybe when the
right.
kids
they probably
older.
Need it for the show, right? Because what else do they do on those shows except get together? Don't
well, no,
together,
they could be out, separated on that show. They could be divorced. Look at Tom and Ariana. Right. I mean,
but like, what else is it about? Like, it's
well, it's about couples
that, right?
getting along, co-parenting, friend group.
And getting,
I mean,
breaking up, getting back together. Yeah. You know, it seems like the show.
Well, they could also exist as a divorced couple on that show. You know,
co-parenting.
Jeanette in Texas.
Hi. So I was calling about, I have a 38 double D.
Okay.
Keep talking.
John, I live in San Antonio.
Boom.
And so I would be happy for you to, you know, allow you to caress my boobs.
While you watch The Valley?
While we watch the show you want to watch. The thing is that my husband loves my boobs, but he's annoying because he will pinch them, suck them, you know.
No.
That's why you need a gay man.
He needs to take care of them.
Yes.
A gay guy to touch you properly.
I just tell him, just leave your hand there. You don't need to do anything else. But he doesn't listen.
Wow.
So I would thank you for that.
There you go. Okay. Well, how do we make this happen? I mean, John, are you going to be in San Antonio anytime soon?
Hopefully in June.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you go. Well, now, how would your husband feel about you hosting John to watch The Valley and play with your boobs?
He can be there.
I think he'll be fine with it. I think it's going to be a good lesson for him.
Oh, so it's kind of a cuckold situation.
You want me to teach your husband a lesson? Yes. I get it.
You want John to teach him a lesson. Now, I mean, with all due to your husband, is your husband as good looking as John?
No.
Right. That's what I figured, because I think most people kind of aren't. So like...
Right.
I think that this is kind of a situation where your husband is going to become something of a cuckold, because you're going to have a much better looking guy with a great body come in and...
Who knows how to touch you.
He's going to touch you while you watch The Valley, which is like a double score for a wife, you know?
Yeah, because he only watches those shows like... by passing by the TV.
Right.
Not sitting.
Yeah, John will be like, girl, do you think Brittany and Jax are going to get back together? As he's like needing
juggling.
You. Yes.
Yeah, and I'm going to be like, no, girl, she needs to dump that loser.
Right. And
now
your husband's going to be sitting in the easy chair across from you, like.
Stroking.
In the.
Yeah,
in...
Now it's going to be perfect because. He's the cook in the family.
Right.
So he'll just make it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. All right. There you go. Well, he'll be cooking y'all some food, some light snacks.
Yeah. All right.
There you go. Boob play and light snacks. That's his punishment. He has to cook y'all light snacks.
Cook for
but
us.
You know, John only eats like healthy and keto, so he can't be making, you know, he can't be frying stuff.
No.
Yeah, I need my strength to really do the work on your breasts.
Yes.
I need good meal. I need like a turkey meatloaf. That's what I like to have before a nice tit session.
Oh my God. All right. Now, Jeanette, will you tell your husband that this is in the works, or are we going to surprise him in June?
I'm going to gear him up. Like, we're going to have this visitor.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Right.
He's coming all the way from California just to see me.
Right. Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. All right. Well, we'll leave it there, Jeanette. Let's keep these balls in the air.
Okay. Y'all have a great day.
You know, here I was not looking forward to the summer. And now I feel like...
Breasticles.
breasticles. Thursday, April 4th, 2024. You know, on the PBS series Finding Your Roots, you might recall that host Henry Louis Gates Jr. revealed that Scarlett Johansson is a cousin of mine, a long-distant cousin.
Oh, well, guess what? Yeah, this is in my news.
He revealed that Michael Douglas is a cousin of Scarlett Johansson, which I guess means that me and Michael Douglas are
inbred
cousins.
Hollywood is inbred. Everybody's right. Inbred.
Mm. We asked y'all, we told y'all that we have a new comment and complaint option for you. If you email us at andyiswrong@siriusxm.com, you can email us anytime, 24 hours a day, andyiswrong@siriusxm.com. And I will, you know, consider your complaints and comments if you think I have a wrong take or anything in that area. Well, guess what? Our mailbox is full to the brim. Let me go through. Oh, yes, thank you. So we were talking about Bette Midler joining the Beverly Hills Housewives, and I was saying, you know, look, folks, let's be realistic. I don't think this is an option. Well, Tiffany Hill emailed and said, fun thought for discussion. I'm pretty sure that Bette is the wall clock on this season of The Masked Singer, so it makes perfect sense that she wants to be a housewife on Beverly Hills. Now, let me say this, Tiffany Hill. Things have not gotten so bad for Bette Midler that she is the wall clock on The Masked Singer. It ain't.
Patti LaBelle did it.
She did. You're right. How much do you think they would have to pay Bette Midler to? I think Bette Midler, they would have to pay her
so much money.
Millions of dollars. I don't know. I don't know that that's happening. Sorry for that mic noise.
That mic sounded like a duck or a goose.
I know,
you have a duck
really
in the studio.
It really did. Jim emailed and said, too much kid talk. That's the whole message. You were more interesting on air before you became a father. Your female listeners might swoon over it, but your male listeners couldn't care less. Well, I'm always trying to find the line. I think that, you know, look, you may be right, Jim. You may be wrong. I don't know. Jordan, what do you say? Well, Jordan's a female.
Yes.
Too much kid talk?
I mean, I enjoy it. I'm a parent. I like kikiing with you about the kids.
We know where John stands. Adam is not a parent. He is a male. He identifies as a male. What?
He's obligated to say yes, but go ahead.
I don't think he's obligated to say yes. I will take anything from it. I will take
Adam is not going to ruin the vibe in that studio right now and say anything.
I disagree.
Contrarian.
I am not obligated to say yes.
Yeah, and I think Adam would be honest. We've worked together for many years.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I completely enjoy the kid talk.
Oh.
I think it's fun.
Oh. So, okay. Well, John, do you think Adam was blowing smoke up my ass? Maybe that's the side conversation.
Adam is lying.
Wow.
I'm not.
Listen, if Adam thought it was too much kid talk, I think Adam would be like, yeah, sometimes I get bored.
You skipped over me, but you didn't really ask. But I'll tell you, I don't hate the kid talk. It's not that at all. I don't think that at all. And I also think in 9 years, we go through a lot of different seasons, a lot of different phases. We go through a lot of different vibes.
Right.
And if you hate something, if you wait a few months, it will even back out and something, you know, will pique your interest and we will find the next thing. So sometimes there's too much of one thing, you know, we will level it out. You know, we also have ears. So.
John, you do not think it's too much kid talk?
I don't think it's too much kid talk. My criticism, if you want it, is not kid talk. It's sometimes your POV about what's happening with the kids. I like hearing your experience as a parent talk. That's what I like to hear. And I think that's what's interesting to listeners. That's what I think people want to hear from you. Not necessarily kid details, but kid, father, single dad experience of what your life is like as a father and what you're learning and what you're feeling is okay. Fascinating.
Okay. I like that feedback.
Like, I don't think, yeah.
Okay. Bob said, Andy is wrong for not talking about the family karma cancellation rumors that were swirling last week. Is it true? Andy, please discuss, were ratings really that bad? Okay, now, Bob, I am not in charge of programming at Bravo anymore. I have not been since 2013, I believe. Something like that. So I don't know what their plans for family karma are. I don't know. I thought that because some of the Family Karma people were at BravoCon, I thought that seemed like a good sign for Family Karma. I haven't asked anyone at Bravo. So that's why I haven't talked about it. I'm not the spokesperson for Bravo. Speak about the Housewives a lot. And on that note, Warren said... For context, I am a 60-year-old gay man in Los Angeles. Some comments as a daily listener. Okay. Uh-oh. What's he going to say? You need to stop overselling every Housewife episode and reunion. When everything is amazing, nothing is amazing. Okay. Oh. I know that people think I oversell Housewife stuff. I have tried very hard over the last year to stop overselling and only say tonight is a great episode when I really feel like it's special. And I would say over the last few months, I am stopping posting from reunions and saying this was the greatest reunion, blah, blah, blah. So I am trying to take your note, Warren. And then he said, you already know this, but you have a habit of asking very long questions of your guests and not letting them answer before you have another question. And I do know that. And I'm working on it. I do know that. It's hard. Yeah, I'm a river of words with my questions sometimes. So thank you, Warren. I don't disagree with you on both. Scores. Nancy said the word oeuvre is pronounced correctly when you said hors d'oeuvre. Saying it like oeuvre makes you sound uneducated. You have educated guests who pronounce it correctly, and so should you. Your pal Nancy. I always thought it was oeuvre. Can you guys find that out?
Well, I guess you say
she's
oeuvre.
Saying it's hors d'oeuvre.
No, oeuvre is a different word than hors d'oeuvre. Oeuvre means the works of
someone. We know, but like you're right. Saying them right. I'm telling you, you're saying them right.
I'm saying oeuvre right?
Yeah, you're saying correct. Hors d'oeuvre right.
Right.
Nancy's wrong. Sorry, Nancy.
Sorry, Nance. It's not hors d'oeuvre.
It's not hors d'oeuvre.
Right. We're saying something different, dear. You got to look it up. I'm talking about oeuvre as in body of work. Yeah. Okay. Lee Soffel. Simple standard definition of Easter is that it's the first Sunday after the full moon that occurs after the spring equinox. If the full moon falls on Sunday, Easter is the next Sunday. It happens this year. It's on March 31st, but that's rarely the case. Screw the morons that say Biden chose Easter to commemorate Transgender Day, which is always March 31st. Well, amen. That's what we are trying to say, too. But you put it much better. Again, if you have a comment or complaint about the show, Andy is wrong at SiriusXM.com. Thank you for your input. We appreciate your passion and the amount that you pay attention to the show and the amount that you want to contribute. That's all for this week's edition of Andy Cohen's Daddy Diaries podcast. To hear every minute of my Kiki with John, plus interviews, news, and more, you can listen to my SiriusXM channel, Radio Andy, anytime on the SiriusXM app. We'll see you right back here with more Daddy Diaries next week.
Radio Andy.
Always unpredictable. A SiriusXM podcast.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze. And it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.